Just over 10 years ago, the late Pope Francis said something which has turned out to be quite prophetic. He said that we in the Church need to realise that we do not live in an era of change, but rather in a change of era. Pope Leo XIV recently took up the same theme and remarked, "We are living in the context of a change of era." We sense that there are deep and seismic changes in our world, in our culture, in technology, in the media and communications, as well as in economics, political and ecological systems. Just over 2 weeks ago, Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, also drew our attention to that which he referred to as this pivotal moment that the world is going through. He spoke about a rupture in the world order, the end of a pleasant fiction, and the beginning of a harsh reality, and emphasised, "We know that the old order is not coming back." We do indeed face new challenges, many of which are difficult for us to understand. While the political muddling and sectarian squabbling at local level, and at a wider level, the appalling evidence of corruption surrounding the Epstein abuse scandal might cause us to lose all faith in politics, it is important to remember that, in itself, politics is a noble and honourable calling. We rightly expect much of our politicians, dependent as we are on the integrity of their leadership. Leadership which, as the responsorial psalm declares, conducts affairs with honour, with a justice that will never waver. However, the scripture in today's Mass is not so much concerned with the integrity of others, but with the Christian leadership of each one of us. Being a Christian means bearing witness to Jesus Christ. Christianity defines who we are in the very core of our being. To be Christian is to be Christian in every aspect of life. There are no no-go areas. While many today may be indifferent to religion, the great challenge before us is to convince them of the credibility and reasonableness of our Christian faith. This often means having the courage to go against the prevailing tide, to live a different way of life, or, as some would say, to be counter-cultural. The decision to be a person of faith involves real commitment. Christianity isn't a superficial identity. Our faith must be more than skin deep. When Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world," he wasn't handing out compliments. He was giving them a divine commission. He was calling them to transform the world, not by grand speeches and gestures, but by living lives of simple but genuine faith, demonstrated by radiant good works. A pinch of salt transforms a bland meal. A beam of light alleviates the darkness. Each of us is called to be a pinch of salt and a beam of light in our society. But what if the salt becomes tasteless or the light is hidden under a tub? A faith that believes that it has no function other than to be open-minded to the spirit of the age, accepting of every prevailing fashion, has become tasteless. Jesus said of such faith, "It is good for nothing." While everyone is deserving of respect, as are their traditions, cultures, and beliefs, it does not follow that we hide our Catholic faith and convictions out of sight and under a tub. The wily old devils very subtle temptation is to seek to convince us that religious convictions are a thing of the past and are no longer cool. Now, he whispers, is the time to move with the world. Some time ago, the late Pope Francis made this startling comment: half-convinced Christians are Christians defeated. Half-convinced Christians are salt become tasteless. But our Christianity will not be defeated if it stands like a city built on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. While we do not force our opinions on others, nevertheless, by being true to our faith, allowing its light to shine in the sight of all, we seek to be both credible and persuasive witnesses to the truth of the gospel. On Wednesday week, we begin Lent. During these next few weeks before Easter, may we so live amid life's routines, convinced that no good deed is lost, but that every good deed leads others to God. At the end of this Mass, we will be charged, go and announce the gospel of the Lord. So then, on social media, we become a digital light by posting only words of encouragement. At work, while others may gripe endlessly, we salt our conversations with words of respect. In situations of tension, at home or elsewhere, we shine the light of forgiveness. Live the Beatitudes. Be gentle, merciful, hunger for what is right, be pure in heart, be peacemakers. Lord, may we be seen as your disciples, that the faint-hearted may savour your love, and those in darkness see your light. Amen.